And the others still go to school here.
Yes, and the others go to school, golf, right? School building right on that side of the railroad. That the others go in. So you got some. Two goes to school there, and three goes to Keithsville.
Mm-hmm. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions. Mostly it'll be like, I'll say a sentence and I'll leave a word out, and I need you to put the word in. Whatever you would say every day, you know, nothing fancy, just suppose you were talking to your minister or to your girlfriend or to somebody you knew all your life, you know, just a regular way of speaking, okay? For example, I might say to you, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
Later this 9 or 10, something like that.
But what time? What do you call it? Now it's morning, but in about 4 hours it'll be.
No. Be about 10 o'clock, like.
What do you call that time of day?
We call it time of day.
This part's morning, and then later on it's called?
Because that the middle of the day.
And after the middle of the day, what comes?
We about 12 then.
And would you say later this evening or later this afternoon?
In later afternoon.
Pardon?
Later afternoon.
Okay. That's the kind of thing I mean, you know, just a word like that.
Yes, ma'am. I see what you're talking about.
Okay, it's kind of hard to catch it at
first. Sure, we got to study.
But it's really easier than you think. It's not something you know, I don't want you to have to think and think. Just say what comes to your mind, the first thing.
That's right, yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before sun.
Just daylight, daylight.
Okay, another way to say daylight with the word sun in it, before sun.
Rise.
That's it, thank you. Now, I'll say that sentence again and you put it in.
Yeah.
I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Thank you. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
dark.
You need to get the cows in before sun.
No.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
bad.
And it was bad in the morning, but it's starting to get better, and you say now it's
good.
Would you ever say fair enough?
Say clearing up. Clearing up.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
See, it's a mighty little, that's a little hard rain, I would say.